Welcome back to the Mind and Fitness Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Eddie Lindenstein, and it is Thursday, January the 8th. First podcast of the new year, and I apologize for being out last week, but it is a season of life, I will tell you that. In fact, the audio might not sound as crisp as it usually does because I'm sitting in a parking lot currently in Bellingham, Washington. I am awaiting a meeting that is about to start in a little bit, but I wanted to make sure that I got out a show, and there's been a couple of things that I wanted to touch base on. So today's episode is going to be relatively short and sweet. What I want to chat about is journal speak, which is stolen, of course, from Nicole Sachs, or not stolen from, but rather developed by, and how much of a lifesaver it has been over the last little while, last couple of weeks. So I would say that right now, over the last month or so, is the most toughest season, the toughest season of life that I probably have been in almost 20 years. There's just a lot, career-wise and personal-wise, just a lot of stuff happening. So it's been tough. And when I say that journal speak has been a lifesaver, I mean that probably literally. If you haven't read Nicole's book, or you don't, Nicole Sachs, LCSW, or you haven't followed her, or you don't know her method, essentially what journal speak is it's a twist on journaling. I would call it more expressive writing, and maybe to take it a step further, unabashed, uncensored expressive writing. So an example might be if you can bring it to yourself to go completely, let me back up. Let's pretend that you have a beef with somebody, a long-standing beef with somebody. And as you're walking your dogs or walking around or just sitting there and you ruminate in these things that you would tell them, right? We've all done this. Ruminate in these things that you would tell them. Could be a friend, could be a sibling, could be a partner, could be a spouse, could be your boss, could be your neighbor, could be anybody. But what we tend to do is that we will ruminate on this conflict that we had and the things that we wish that we would say. That is what journal speak is what are the things that I would say to you if I had no fear of consequences or perception or anything like that? And my nerdy wrestling brain started thinking about the concept of a heel. Luckily, Audrey, my youngest daughter, is knee deep into wrestling right now. She loves the WWE and she loves pro wrestling, and we use certain terms around each other all the time. There's a term, and I know that I recently discovered that I think that it was also in Home Alone 1. It was either Home Alone 1 or Home Alone 2. I think Home Alone 1. The mom says to the dad, "Don't you feel like such a heel sitting in first class while the rest of the family is sitting in coach?" I was like, damn, that's awesome. So what a heel is it's a bad guy. And one thing that, in all these wrestling documentaries that I've watched over the years, some of the commentary from some of the best heels that wrestling has ever seen that they keep coming back to is how much easier it is to be a heel than to be a babyface. And a babyface is a good guy and a protagonist. And the reason for that is that as an antagonist or as a heel or as a bad guy or as a villain, you don't really care about ramifications. You don't really care about what could happen to you if somebody saw you in a negative light, if somebody thought of you in the worst possible way, because you're just a villain. You don't give a shit. You don't care. And so how I use journal speak and how I've used it over the last couple of weeks, 10 days to a couple of weeks, has been completely uncensored writing, and her version is 20 minutes. And with the exception of one day, all of my sessions have been 10 minutes because that's the time that I can find is 10 minutes. And I will just absolutely destroy people. They're in my crosshairs. I'll say things that I would never say to them. Think about it as like an unsent letter. What would you do with an unsent letter? Let's say that you were extremely mad at your dad. This could be something that happened 30 years ago. It could be something that's going on right now. And actually, The concept that Nicole talks about is beginning with a list, and a list could be a list that has three columns. One is going back to childhood as long as you can remember. The middle part of that list, or the middle column, is daily life stuff, and then there are personality traits or personality characteristics. So there could be people pleaser, there could be goodest, and then in the middle column of daily life could be your kids and your job and your spouse. And then in your childhood thing, it could be that your dad hit you as a kid. And the notion is that you pick one of those things from any of the three columns, and you just free write. You don't worry about grammar. You don't worry about spelling. You don't worry about flow. You don't worry about any of that. You are just going to town saying all the things that a angry, enraged 5-year-old with a underdeveloped or undeveloped prefrontal cortex would say, and just let her rip. And so that's what I've been doing, is doing that like a little 5-year-old with no regard for anybody else. My gosh, has it helped immensely. The day that I picked back up the journal and started doing this again, I felt about as low as I could possibly feel. I felt terrible. I took the whole day and rode my motorcycle for a bit, and then went on a long drive into the mountains, and then found a quiet place by the river where I pulled over and I wrote for 10 minutes, and then I did 5 minutes of diaphragmatic breathing, just some breathing, like a loving kindness meditation is what Nicole calls it. And the amount of relief and just everything felt like it just slowed down. I wasn't ruminating. I've talked about this on the show before. I wasn't obsessively researching over things. I just felt like everything calmed down. And so I've done that every day since. And then the other thing that I've been doing is just a meditation for 5 minutes when I go to bed. These things have been needed, but really what the journal speak has allowed me to do is to process these emotions that simply my character or sense of self or ego or whatever you want to call it just won't allow myself to say or do or even think. But I can put it down on paper and I can shred that thing and I can throw it in a public garbage can away from anybody and everybody. And so that's what I've been focusing on over the last couple of weeks is that. And it's been healing to say the least. So I know she's not listening to this, but shout out to Nicole Sachs and anybody that is journaling out there. I would encourage you to, you can do a couple of things. If you go to YouTube and you type Nicole Sachs Journal Speak, she does a wonderful 3-part series on her YouTube channel about this. It's from 5 or 6 years ago. But you can also go into the AI search method or whatever. I use Google Gemini, but ChatGPT or whatever systems are out there, Copilot, whatever, can do the same thing. But I sometimes, to make sure that I'm fully grasping it, I can say, tell me about Nicole Sachs' journal speak. And it will give me the breakdown and I'll just ask it additional questions. But again, the whole idea is that this is the enraged 5-year-old without a filter that is saying anything and everything that you want, could be to somebody, about somebody. You don't need to get into story time. This is everything that you feel. So I hope y'all are doing great. I'm looking forward to getting back into the groove of things and 2026 being a good year. It has started off challenging. That doesn't mean it's going to stay challenging. So love you all. Shoot me a DM, drop me a message, send me a message on Instagram, send me an email, whatever you'd like. Take care.